Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and back with us again is Roma Downey, one of our favorite people. We love to be touched by an angel, and she does it for us again today. She's got a new book out, and it's called A Message in the Moon, and this is pretty cool. Roma, how are you?
I'm great, Randy. How are you doing? I'm excited because today is my new book's birthday, and when you've worked towards something, the release date becomes very meaningful because today I get to share my story with the world.
Yeah, let's talk about that story a little bit. The book is called A Message in the Moon, and this was something that your dad told you, right?
Yes. Well, it's a Message in the Moon is a storybook for young children. And it's inspired by my leaving Ireland for England many years ago when I went off to college and remembering, you know, before we had cell phones and the ease with which we are now able to communicate with each other.
Right.
We were both a bit anxious about the imminent separation and how we would be able to communicate with each other. And my father looked to the night sky and the moon was shining and he said, look, if you're homesick or you miss me, just look at the moon and I'll leave you a message there. And you do the same because it's the same moon that's shining down on both of us. So sure enough, I found myself in England a few months later, walking home one night from college, and I saw the moon in the sky, and I was terribly homesick. And I took comfort in the moonlight, knowing that my father had looked at the same moon and left me a message. So I took this idea, Randy, and I decided to adapt it into a book for young children because young children get anxiety when we, their grown-ups, their loved ones, their family members, have to, you know, separate from them for any reason. It can be as simple as a sleepover. It can be grandmother has to move out of state. It could be mom going to the hospital to have a new baby. It can be a brother joining the military and being called up for service and having to leave the country. And all these reasons cause this anxiety for the little ones. And I wanted to use the moon here and show the child that even though their loved one had to go away, they could each leave a message at the moon and that the moon could provide a kind of a comfort for them. And so Holly Hayden is a lovely illustrator who came alongside me. She collaborated with me to bring my story to life visually. And the book is just charming. And I hope that, you know, that it does create a little bit of comfort for little ones, a little bit of hope. And, you know, when my kids were growing up, Randy, I always lay on the cover at night and read to my children. And I know that in the digital era, that maybe happens less and less. But I encourage any parents listening to get back into the habit of reading to their child in bed. There's nothing
yes.
like holding a book, turning the pages together, discovering the story together. And this particular story is a story about reassurance and love and connectivity and will send your child or your grandchild off to sleep feeling comforted and loved.
That's so cool. We're talking to Roma Downey here in the National Defense, actress, producer, and author, of course, from Touched by an Angel, as well as several miniseries and films, The Bible AD, The Bible Continues, The Dove Keeper, Son of God, Woodlawn, Ben-Hur, and Resurrection. And Roma, you mentioned people going off to service, and that's our audience. It's basically active duty
yeah.
military veterans and their families. And so this book is... I mean, this could be the lifeline for a lot of those families that have to go and be deployed overseas and serve our country. And it's such a hard thing to ask anybody to do, but this book might just be the connection.
I know that. And when I was brainstorming the book and trying to think of those moments to illustrate in the book to show, you know, when the heartache arrives and that the moon maybe could help. Our servicemen and women came into my heart. I thought I needed to include them in the book. So we have our little character. It's his big brother is going off, and he's so upset and he's so sad to say goodbye to him. And the big brother said, "Look, it's going to be okay because I'm going to leave you a message at the moon." And there's a lovely drawing of the two of them looking at the same moon.
Oh, that's great!
And loving each other. And it's really hard, you know, it's like you can see it. It's like drawn for you and then you can read it. And, you know, and it's just a way to stay hopeful and for during that that serviceman or servicewoman's time abroad, you know, the child can look to the night sky, look to the moon, and feel the love there. That's very special.
Absolutely. And you lost your mom when you were 10, is that right?
I was just 10. Yeah, I was just 10. Mother died. I know, you know, I mean, I'm very, very grown up now, but I must say, I think of her all the time. I miss her all the time. I don't think it's anything you ever really get over, you know. You just sort of learn to live with it.
And you're raised by your dad in Ireland, right?
Yes, I was. I was raised in the northwest of Ireland. My father stepped into being a single dad, and he did such a great job. And my, you know, it was when I was leaving for school that my dad took me outside and said, look, that moon is going to shine on you, it's going to shine on me, and I'm going to just leave a message in that moon for you. If you ever miss me, just look at the moon. And
great.
So my father passed away when I was at college. But let me tell you, Randy, as crazy as it might sound, I still pick up messages from my father in the moon, and I'm certain he's just leaving them from the other side of the moon.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I lost my mom 2 years ago, and I get messages from her all the time. And it's just that connection.
I know.
That's there.
I feel them around. I really do. I believe, and I feel them around. And you know, if we remember that the moon has no light source, the moon is simply a reflection of light from the sun. I think if we all leave love messages with the moon, maybe the moon will do what she does best, and she'll reflect all that love back to us. And and the moonlight becomes kind of love light. Anyway, I think these are very strong and comforting and encouraging images for young children. The book is designed, you know, for under 7-year-olds, I guess. And, you know, if you know a young child or your grandchild or niece or nephew that you think would be inspired by a little book like this, I encourage you to pick it up. It's called A Message in the Moon, and it's available in bookstores or online today.
Roma, thank you so much for the time. What a great message at a great time, A Message in the Moon. Thank you so much for the time and continued great success.
Thank you. I appreciate speaking to you.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.